From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Phase 1B of the COVID vaccine is this week, Wednesday and Thursday, at the Lee County Fairgrounds in Lovington. David Shaw, CEO of Norley Hospital here in Lovington, elaborates.
And it's by appointment only, so if you should have been contacted and an appointment made for you for the event that's on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, same time, same place, that is the scheduled time for boosters. So those individuals that were vaccinated 3 weeks ago at the fairgrounds will be getting their booster on Thursday, so we're only doing boosters on Thursday.
Those vaccine times will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday at the Lee County Fairgrounds in the Zia building. 25-year-old Jeffrey Contreras of Roswell, a suspect in connection with the death of 26-year-old Johnny Pacheco of Roswell, was surrounded by local law enforcement Monday afternoon in the parking lot on North Main Street and detained by law enforcement officials. Pacheco had been reported missing on January the 20th. On January the 22nd, his body was found in the county. Contreras has not been officially charged with anything. Due to the extreme cold weather, Xcel Energy will be having controlled outages out here in southeast New Mexico to conserve electricity. The weather alert states that electricity will be shut off for about 30 to 45 minutes at a time to conserve electricity. Dexter and Lake Arthur schools will be closed today due to the rolling power outages. Through its website, Xcel Energy urges customers to continue to conserve electricity through Wednesday. The reported cases of the COVID-19 continue to decline in southeast New Mexico. The New Mexico Department of Health reported that 6 new cases were reported in Chavez County, 5 in Lee County, and 13 new cases in Eddy County. In charge of the news for southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.